Little Scream mit Dark Dance auf Flux FM. Es ist 15 Uhr und 28 Minuten. Die Morning Show am Nachmittag. Bei mir im Studio sind immer noch Laura Sprengelmeier, die Little Scream erfunden hat, und sie wird ihr zweites Album morgen vorstellen im schönen Michelberger, und sie hat Lisa Moore mitgebracht, die man auch als Blood and Glass kennen könnte. Sie wird morgen Abend, vor allen Dingen als Backing-Vokalistin arbeiten hier im Rahmen des Konzerts von Little Scream. So guys, you're gonna be playing tomorrow at Michelberger Hotel. It's gonna be a great show.
Absolutely, yeah, I love that place.
It's just the two of you though, it's like a little...
No, actually, I'll have a bass player and then another girl, Lori, who's drumming with us as well. So it'll be the four of us.
Wow, gonna be a full band thing.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. I've read a crazy story about your Brazil trip as well. Yeah. I mean, the album is called Cult Following.
Yeah.
You visited a cult-like thingy when you visited Berlin, and that kind of inspired the title, but there's more inspirations behind the title. I've read about that too. But my first question was, what was the reason for you to visit a cult in Brazil?
Well, we didn't know it was a cult when we got down there. It was a friend of mine who had been there maybe a year earlier. It's just an intentional community, like an eco-village.
Yeah.
And she came back and was so excited about it and said, you have to come back again, like come back with us New Year's. And in that period of year, I think there was a kind of charismatic leader, and things had just kind of progressed more and more to this place where she brought us there. And I think she felt a little bit bad because she said, you know, this is so much different than it was last time. And apparently like a week or two after we left, they all started wearing white. They were in that classic trajectory of whatever happens to people when they have really strong belief systems, but then not a lot of outside influence. And then it just kind of it's got like its own gravity or something.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting to see, and also just beautiful to be there, but a lot to think about being in that environment and watching what people are getting into, and what it does to people's brains.
Yeah. It's crazy. A downward spiral was happening, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's downward though, you know, it's just a spiral. It's its own thing. I don't have judgment, you know?
Yeah, that's nice.
I tend to not, because then you don't learn as much,
yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And like the more open you are to whatever the thing is that you're looking at, the more you can learn, you know? And if you have a strong sense of yourself, which I feel like I do, then you can get really close to that stuff and not feel like, you know, I know I'm going to come out of it still being me, you know? And so I love to just like dive in, you know, and go deep and see what's there.
Yeah. You've come out of other situations in your life,
right?
Maybe
that's
speaking about religion and the Witnesses of Jehovah is what they're called, right?
Yeah. But I was born into it, but my mom was excommunicated when I was a kid, but then they kind of recruited me. So I was both like born into it and like an active recruit. And, you know, that was a really interesting experience too. I learned a lot from it, and it was definitely very formative, you know, coming up in that kind of thing, and interesting as well, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way of looking at it.
That's totally true.
Why make it negative, you know?
I don't know. We shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to force you to have a negative look on your past. That would be stupid.
No, I think I spent years not doing that. So that's why it's...
Okay, cool.
You know, yeah. No, and I appreciate that experience now. Actually, the world makes more sense to me now. Mm. Like, you know, understanding why people get really extreme into those kind of perspectives.
Because I thought you were like... You were like on a research trip, and you were because of your past, you probably were more interested into cult like situations.
Right. I think you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe.
And I'm still learning a lot about it, but
But the most important moment in Brazil probably was not visiting that cult. It was when Richard, who is not only your producer and your friend and your partner in crime, he's your lifesaver now.
Yes, yes.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story. Fully true. It was terrifying, actually. I'd never had...
You jumped into the ocean, and then what?
Well, we were in the ocean, and there was a riptide.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what that was, because I haven't spent... I mean, I've spent time in the ocean. I just didn't know. I'd never been in a place where I'd experience that. And what that is it, you know, pulls you further and further from shore. But I didn't understand what was happening to me. So I was... paddling and swimming as hard as I could, and I did the thing you're exactly not supposed to do, and that I exhausted myself. So by the time that I realized I was getting pulled further and further out, I had no more energy, and I really felt hopeless. It's just this feeling of like terror that comes over you. And Richard saw me, and he started to pull me into shore, but it was really terrifying for both of us also, because I could have just as easily gone out to sea and not come back.
I'm getting goosebumps right now.
It was terrifying.
Again.
It was terrible. And the only reason actually he was able to save me, he's so much taller. He's 6'5". And he had like a toe hold. He could actually touch the bottom where we were.
Yeah.
And kind of just inch by inch help drag me back in to the shore. And so that was really terrifying. And I think also, you know, it's an interesting reflection on, you know, the way you look at life after after you've come so close to potentially losing it is also,
and it must change the way that you look through the glass when he's sitting on the opposite side of the room on the console.
For sure,
you
know,
you'd be like,
no.
Thank you for that guitar sound, Richard, and thank you for saving my life.
Well, sometimes when he'll be down on himself for whatever the thing, you know, everyone has those moments. I have recently, even to this day, I'll say, remember, you saved a person's life, like you saved my life, like that's it, like that is a huge thing, you know.
Totally.
So whatever else he ends up doing in his life, and there's plenty that he's already done and will do, but that's in there of the you know, the bag of accomplishments,
and
whatever it is.
Say we're thankful for that too. Tell him that Flux FM in Berlin, Germany.
Yeah, I will.
They love him even more. Now.
I will.
Loved him before, but we love him even more.
He's
now.
A lifesaver.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. I'm a producer and lifesaver. Hi, my name is Richard. You're a trained painter as well. That's what I found interesting.
Yeah.
You know how to build up oil paintings layer after layer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some knowledge about putting up a oil painting layer after layer, an oil painting? Is there some knowledge about that you can use when you're working as a musician?
Absolutely. Well, especially in the recording process, because that's a lot like painting, in that you know you do get the opportunity to layer things on top of things, and I love that. I love the ability to have really subtle depth, and you know, and this record is full of like, you know, loads of tracks of things that are just squished together, and you'll just have little moments that will come up from these parts, and it's a lot like how I paint as well, which is why things take me forever to finish. But but I love the process. So
but
much.
There's some similarities between those two fields, right?
Yeah.
I mean, something new can probably come up as soon as you mix two layers with each other in a certain way. That happens in music and with painting as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to, you know, you go in with an idea of what you want, but then if you let the process take its own course, and you can let it surprise you, and that's really beautiful.
Yeah, I want people to be surprised by a live performance.
Okay, great.
Right now, which is not too surprising because we've mentioned it a few times already. But you're gonna play us a live version of "Love as a Weapon" right now. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, meine Damen und Herren, wir haben "Love as a Weapon" in der Live-Version aus den Flux FM Studios von Laurel und ihrer Partnerin in Crime, Lisa, hier vorgetragen. Morgen spielen sie in Michelberger. Die Tickets für die Show verlose ich im Anschluss. Little Scream, "Love is a Weapon".
I was putting on a record, which saw myself again. I was thinking about how I felt when you fooled my heart again. Running out of shelter and keep caught in the rain. You go looking for a lover, make you feel like a boy again. A weapon that's sharpened up the aim. Set it out as an arrow, but it soon comes back again. Said you know what you're doing, but you don't really have the plan. Now you ain't on your lover, we already got the man. Looking at your lover, gonna make yourself a friend. Looking at your lover, gonna paint yourself a highway. Looking at your lover, ain't something in the vein. Looking at your lover, gonna make myself again. Do 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 da da da. Do 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 da 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 da. Wasn't like I was looking, wasn't like I had a plan. Sometimes you get lucky and it falls right in your hand. So I took it to my sister, 'cause I knew she'd understand. Such a long is happy to see so alive again. I'm gonna walk with conviction, gonna be just like a man. I'm gonna take what I want to, time to feel like a boy again. Then I stop and I look and I see your face. And I tell myself that I won't ever be the same. Looking at your lover, gonna make yourself a freer. Looking at your lover, gonna paint yourself. Looking at your lover, it's out there in the rain. Looking at your lover. Here we go. When you're all worked up and you got no one to blame, when you're all alone and crying in the rain, just remember your greatest gift is to dance. Just remember your greatest gift is to dance. So you take it back again, down the side, sway out to the right. Then you take it back again, down the lane. And before you push your man to the side, fall down to the floor, you pick yourself back up again and walk right to the door. Looking at Jonathan, gonna make yourself a freedom. Looking at Jonathan, gonna paint yourself a highway. Looking at Jonathan, it's out there in the rain. Looking at Jonathan, gonna make myself
FM. I want to do this all day. That's why I love my job. Those
we can
moments. Those moments. And I just joined you. I didn't even ask.
Thanks
like,
for adding. Bah, bah, bah.
Thank you.
And you
for
were
the
like,
bass.
Da, da, da,
yes.
And I was bop, bop, bop. But
it was
I think
perfect.
it was okay.
Great. No, it's music. You know, it's live. You play what you feel.
Yeah, yeah. You don't brief the Desna brothers, so you don't brief me.
Exactly.
I'll
no,
just do what
just
I
go.
Want.
Do what you
thank
feel.
You.
Do what you feel.
Thank you. Oh, that was so great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Morgen im Michelberger mit der ganzen Band. You know what the stage time is going to be? Which
I
time?
I think we're on at 8.
Okay, on at 8.
Yeah.
Das wollte Melanie nämlich
wissen. Early night. Is that right?
Yeah, my colleague
okay,
Melanie, she wanted to know for sure, so she can make it.
For sure.
Also, morgen spätestens um 8 im Michelberger die großartigen Little Scream auf der Bühne. Und Tickets für dieses Konzert kann ich jetzt verlosen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück Eintritt frei, höre ich gerade. Ja, sonst ruft uns einfach so mal an. I was just giving away tickets, but it's free.
It's free, yeah, it's a free show. Just everyone come, you know,
I mean,
enjoy
that's,
it.
That's how great I am, you know?
Yeah.
I give away tickets for free shows.
You know, if you like the if you like it, when you get there, you can buy a vinyl or a t-shirt or something,
nice.
You know? That's, you know... That's it.
So, you're gonna come back pretty soon, right? For another show? Do you have plans for that already?
We're working on it. I think for November.
Yeah,
but yeah,
cool.
it's like we're figuring it out.
So yeah, and as soon as you visit Berlin the next time, you'll just visit us again. You
yes.
know where we live
now
right
I know
now.
Where
you
live.
Just
yeah.
just pop in.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Laurel and Lisa.
Thank you so
it was
much.
A great pleasure
Thank
to
you.
Be working with you guys.
Yeah. Anytime. Come and join us tomorrow
yeah.
night on stage.
I'll try.
Okay.
I hope I'll see you again soon though. Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.